Welcome again, and good morning, good afternoon. I'm going to give a brief exhortation today on the subject of unyielding, relentless, and unstoppable faith. That's right. You heard it. Unyielding, relentless, and unstoppable faith. Thank you, Father. As always, the entrance of your word, we know, brings light. Glory to God. Let that light shine our hearts this morning. So encourage one another around the word of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this subject is something that we have heard, but I want to keep encouraging us to keep on believing. Now, you know, Jesus said it himself in Mark 9:23, and I'll be hammering on this all year long. All things are possible to him that believes. Well, let's consider a few quick stories, you know, from the Bible. Hezekiah in Isaiah chapter 38, and we read in the first few verses that at one point in time, Hezekiah was sick unto death. As a matter of fact, the prophet Isaiah came unto him and told him to prepare his house because he would die and not live. So let's pick up this story. In those days, Isaiah 38 and 1, was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Hezekiah was the king at that time, the Judah. Now, Isaiah, the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. And that's a word that came from the prophet. Thou shalt die and not live. So prepare your house, put things in order, because you will die from this sickness. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the world and prayed unto the Lord and said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart. And I've done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Now, we see that Hezekiah had a choice here. You know, he could take the indictment of death. You know, that came even from a prophet, a noted prophet, even at that. You know, the man said, well, the Lord is telling you to prepare your house because you will not recover from this sickness. You are going to die. So it's better set your house in order. Now, we may get a sentence of death from anywhere. It may not be from a prophet. It could be from the medical science and doctors these days. They can say, well, there's no more we can do for you. You know, we're just going to manage your pain until you die. Let me give you the person, not anyone in this room, I pray not, I'm just talking generally, may give the person 6 months, 12 months to live or whatever, you know. But what are you going to do? What should they do? Well, they should do what Hezekiah did here. Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and he prayed. Now, one thing Hezekiah had going for him, well, actually two things. Well, one thing was his integrity in his walk before the Lord. He said, Lord, you know. I mean, you can't tell God what he doesn't know. You can't come here and tell God something and that's not the way it was at this point. So he put it out there, said, Lord, you know how I have walked before you with a perfect heart. You know, so I mean, so there got to be something for that. You know, I mean, praise the Lord. You know, and I've done that which is good in thy sight. And he put out his claim before the Lord. And he wept, so he wasn't ready to die. I don't know why he didn't want to die, but he did not want to die. You know, so if you don't accept the thing, the bad news, the evil news, something we can do about it. We can do what Hezekiah did here. And Hezekiah would not be denied. And as he was praying, the word of the Lord came to Isaiah again. He had barely gone out of the palace court. The Lord's word came back to him again and said, go back and tell Hezekiah another word. Praise God. The God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. Now, it is important for us to pray in faith when we face especially dire situations like this. And this man, he was going to die. It was pronounced upon him, but he would not be denied. We're talking today about unyielding, relentless, and unstoppable faith. He would not be denied. And, you know, he put out his case before the Lord. And sure enough, the Lord heard him, turned back the hand of the clock. Yeah, he actually turned back the hand of the clock. And Hezekiah's faith, you know, affected not only him, the whole world around him at that time. You know, however long that 10 degrees that went backward when the sundial was, the whole world stopped for one man's faith. Hallelujah. And God did something incredible because of one man's prayer. And he gained 15 years more, the Lord told him, point blank. And he had plenty of time, you know, to sort things out. And so forth, you know. So that was Hezekiah that would not be denied. Well, what about Jacob? Just a few quick stories here in the Bible. Jacob, Genesis 32, verses 24 to 30. I've alluded to this time and time again. Jacob himself would not be denied when he met the angel of the Lord. He needed a blessing, and he would not turn loose. Now, Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. You know, and basically he said, look, you're not going anywhere until you bless me. Praise God. You know, so what is it that you want from the Lord? When you get a hold of the Lord, don't turn loose. Our problem most of the times is that, you know, we're in this, you know, quick, you know, some people call it microwave prayer kind of world. That's not going to get the job done most of the time. You're going to have to get in with God, get a hold of the Lord, and don't turn loose, you know, until you get what you want from the Lord. That's the unyielding, and that's the relentless part of it. And so Jacob, he was there, he wrestled with the angel of the Lord all night long, and he wouldn't let him go. And the good thing about the Lord is the Lord will give you the grace to wrestle with the Lord and to win. You know, so because he wants you to win, you know. And but this man, he needed to get on, you know, the angel, he needed to get on and go do some other assignment, but Jacob wouldn't let him go. So well, he knew what he was going to have to do to get rid of him. But he got that blessing. He got that blessing from the Lord. He would not be denied. You know, and here's a story of a, you know, a blind man in the Bible. In the book of Mark chapter 10. Let's continue to see that verses 46 to about 52 or so. This man, he cried out to the Lord because he heard that the Lord was passing by, and he cried out to the Lord. You know, he wanted healing. Hallelujah. You know, so let's pick it up, this story from Mark 10, 46. They came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, you know, followed him, including this man called Bartimaeus. He was blind. He was the son of Timaeus, who sat by the wayside begging. You know, he was there. So when he heard, you know, that the crowd that was coming, that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and to say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me." And many of the people that heard him charged him, "I should hold his peace. Be quiet." You know, isn't that like many situations around us today, trying to drown your voice of faith? You know, telling you, be quiet, it's too late. You know, the master is not going, he doesn't care for you. I mean, you know, your situation is too far gone, can't help you, you know, and so forth. Be quiet, they told him. But he cried out the more. That's right. This man, he would not be denied. You know, and when you are, you know, in a prayer posture with the Lord, don't let anything try to discourage you. This man, not even people around that were telling him to shut up could shut him up. He cried out even more. You know, and look, it is your life that may be on the line sometimes. You know, so you better cry out. This man cried out. And when he continued to say, "Have mercy on me." Ladies and gentlemen, let me freely say unto you today that that is a prayer that always stops Jesus right where he's at. You know, stop him in his tracks. You cannot cry for mercy and not reach the Lord. You can't do it. You know, if everything else fails, the cry for mercy always works. Hallelujah. Because he's the God of mercies. His mercy endureth forever. In fact, he put, you know, the mercy seat even above the ark. And he said, "That's where I will meet with you, from above the mercy seat." His greatest attribute. When the Lord declared it of himself, he said, Moses prayed and said, "Lord, show me thy glory." And when the Lord, when he would answer back, he said, "Well, I am the Lord God, merciful and gracious." And first things out of his mouth about himself, his mercy. So when everything else fails, even when you have tremendous faith, and it's not seem to be working quite right, you can key in on God's mercy. That always works, especially when you combine it with faith. You know, so this man, he cried for mercy, and Jesus stopped in his tracks, and he stood still. We're told Jesus stood still and commanded the man to be called. So they called the man and said, "Be of good cheer, the master is calling for you." And he, casting out all the distractions and everything, came, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus asked him, "What would thou that I should do unto thee?" And the blind man said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said, "Go thy way." Ha! Hallelujah. "Thy faith has made thee whole." Now we want to see those kinds of works again among believers at the end. Because Jesus said, "The works that I do, the same shall ye do also for those that believe on me." And we want to be in a position, and it's coming. God is bringing it forth again this year and beyond, that you can say to people, "Go thy way. Your faith has made thee whole." Hallelujah. And they, receiving this man, immediately, we're told, received his sight. And I love that word, immediately. And there are many places in the Bible when it was immediate. Hallelujah. God's power can be like that. Immediately, this man received his sight. He would not be denied. They tried to shut him up, but he wouldn't be denied. What about the story of the so-called Syrophoenician woman in Matthew chapter 15? From about verses 22 to 28. And Jesus, you know, was teaching all of us a lesson here in perseverance and relentlessness in prayer. You know, and a prayer that, I mean, faith posture that would not give up, would not give in, would not be deterred, I mean, and would not take no for an answer. So this woman, she came to Jesus and said, "O Lord, thou son of David," you know, of course she was a woman of Canaan, you know, not exactly of the household of David. She had no right to use that title for the Lord. But he said, "O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil." But he answered her not a word. You know, and sometimes when we are praying, it seems as if the Lord answers us not a word. But what are you going to do when you are praying and it seems like the Lord is not answering? What are you going to do? Are you going to give up or give in or just turn back? Well, this woman did not. You know, so she kept asking. His disciples therefore came to her. Came to the Lord and said, "Look, send this woman away. She's bothering us." And the Lord answered and said, "Look, I'm not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." That was for the woman and for everybody else to hear it. You know, it was not yet time. I came for the house of Israel first, and that's why my focus is. Well, of course, Jesus, he knew what was going to happen. He's just teaching us a lesson. You know, and this woman, she would not be denied. And she came closer and worshipped him. Now, worship is, that's another powerful weapon. Worship. And she came and worshipped him and besought him, saying, "Lord, help me." Again, that's a cry for the Lord's mercy. So finally, Jesus said, "Look, I cannot take what belongs to the children and give to dogs. Do you suppose it is right for me to do that? Can I take the children's bread from the table, and instead of giving it to children, I give it to the dogs? Should I do that? Is it right for someone to do that?" And this woman, she pierced the veil of time. Ha! Hallelujah. Jesus said, "Look, right now, I'm sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, not to the Gentiles, not just yet." You know, the Jews had to say no in order for the gospel to go over to the Gentiles. The story of the two sons. The father came to the one and said, "Go walk in my field today." And he said, "No, I'm not going." Well, that's why the father then turned to the second. If the first had said, "Yes, I go," he wouldn't have turned to the first. To the second. So, but he said, "I'm not going." You know, point blank. You know. And then so the father turned to the second and said, "Go walk in my field." And that one said, "Yes, right away, Dad," but he didn't do it. You know, so the Lord's telling us how that Israel rejected the grace that was first given unto them, and the Lord turned it over to the Gentiles. And even the Gentiles themselves, they rejected it finally. And then the Lord went right back, you know, and the first one's son actually repented and did the father's will. Now, this woman, she didn't care whether it was dogs or children's meat or whatever. She said, "Look, I know what you are saying is right. Yes, indeed, you cannot take the children's bread and give it to dogs. But when the children are eating, the crumbs that fall on the floor belong to the dogs." Glory to God. My goodness. This woman, you know, there wasn't anything that Jesus didn't try to push her away but for a lesson, but she wouldn't do it. You know, she wouldn't. I've heard people tell me, you know, they said, "Why did Jesus call this woman a dog?" Jesus was just telling a story and bringing out an illustration and telling her something, but showing us that, look, it didn't matter, you know, what you face in prayer. It didn't matter if the heavens appear to be brass. Don't turn loose. Don't turn loose until you get what you want. No matter, you know, this woman would not take no for an answer. And then finally she said, "Look, yes, you know, but the dogs can eat of the crumbs that fall from the table." And Jesus said, my. Wow. How great is thy faith, O woman. Now, see, Jesus, he was never impressed with the little faith. But when once in a while, when he saw tremendous faith, that was unyielding, unstoppable, and relentless like this woman, he was impressed. And he was impressed. And he said, well, be it unto you, even as you will. Even though it's not yet time, but your faith has pierced the veil of time. Hallelujah. She would not be denied, and she got what she wanted. And her daughter was made whole from that hour. And Jesus told us other stories to help us believe that we can stay with God in prayer until we receive what we want. Here's a story that he told in Luke chapter 11. It's called the friend, so to speak. Well, at least that's how I call it. You know, story of the friend that needed something. So he said, which of you, Luke chapter 11 verse 5, shall have a friend, shall go unto him at midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves. Because I have another friend that's on his journey to me, and the stores are now closed. I have nothing to set before him. I can't go to the store to buy anything. It's late at night. So he knocks on his neighbor's door. Say, can I have 3 loaves? I'll get them for you in the morning. And the man from inside says to him, trouble me not. The door is now shut. My children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you. But the man on the outside, he kept knocking and said, look, I don't have anywhere to go. I need just 3 loaves. I'll give you back in the morning. You know, and the man said, go away. My children are sleeping. Now, you know, if the man did not go away and he kept knocking, the man in the inside, he has one of two choices. Now, Jesus says here, the man on the inside is not going to rise up and give it to him just because it's his friend. That's not the reason. The reason he's going to get up and give it to him is because this man is bothering him. And if he doesn't give it to him, he'll wake up the whole household. So the sooner he gets up and gives it to the man and get him out of there, the sooner he can go to bed. You know, so this man kept knocking. And Jesus told this story, ladies and gentlemen, he said, look, he will not get up and give it to him just because he's his friend, but because of his resilience, his persistence, his relentlessness or importunity, he will get up and they will give him as much as he needs just to get rid of him. Praise the Lord. Get rid of him. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus told yet another story similar to that in Luke chapter 18. I'm just telling us these stories. These stories, even though they look so simple, they are so powerful. So the reason why Jesus told these stories in Luke chapter 18, he called it, you know, to the end that men ought always to pray and not to give up, you know. And he said, look, there was in a city a judge that feared not God, neither cared for anyone. And so there was a widow in that same city that came to him and said, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, well, because this woman would not let him alone. Every time they sent her away, she came right back. You know, she bothered the judge long enough. You know, they sent her away, she'd be right back. He bothered him some more, you know, and they send her away and then she'd be right back, bother him some more. So finally, this man said, look, you know, although I fear not God and I couldn't care about anyone else, but this woman, she troubleth me. And if I don't do something, she's going to weary me. So by her continual coming, therefore, I am determined what to do. I'm going to do what she's asking just to get rid of her. Not that I care, but I got to do it in order to get rid of her. For her persistence, her relentless, you know, unstoppable requests, you know, are going to wear me out. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And Jesus told these stories. The lessons behind all these stories, and even some of the anecdotal ones that happened, were so that we can see the relevance and the importance of our faith being unyielding, relentless, and unstoppable. And don't give in and don't give up when you are praying and when you are believing God for something. And when you are maintaining a posture of faith too. Sometimes you've already prayed and then you are maintaining the posture of faith. It's the same thing. You do not give up. You do not give in. And you keep believing God. You know, even when things look so bleak, who knows? But it might be your day. Hallelujah. There was a man in John chapter 5, the impotent man of 38 years infirmity. But he kept coming. And every year around the season when the angels stay at the pool, they all camped out. A great number of impotent folk, blind, halt, lame, or what have you, waiting for the moving of the water. Whoever then first stepped into the water after the stirring of the pool was made whole of whatever sickness he had. And likewise, this man also was there. And when Jesus saw him lie, we're told, and knowing that he had been long time in that condition, the Lord asked him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" Oh, my goodness. And the man is like, what kind of question is that? I'm here waiting for the moving of the water. But you see, the good thing about this man, even though he said, look, time after time, I've been coming, but I'm not quick enough. It's only one person, and the first person that gets in, and somebody always gets in ahead of me. Now, isn't that like us today? Well, many of us are thinking, well, I'm always this close, but somebody else gets my blessing. Nobody can get your blessing. Praise God. It's yours and yours for the taking. And we're not going to take a backseat to anything or anyone or the devil this year. Hallelujah. The Lord is going to give you that which is coming to you. And so this man, and the Lord told him, look, today, don't worry about the angel. Don't worry about the water. Praise God. That's another lesson in that for us to learn. And sometimes we're so focused on the way we think that that's how God's going to do it. Well, because that's how he did it before. You know, somebody has to step in the water and that's how they get healed. So that this man was so focused on that's the way his healing was going to come. But God was not, that day, Jesus was not going to use the water. He was not going to use the angel. "I'm right here," he said. But the good thing about this man was he kept coming. I don't know how many years he has been coming. We just know that for 38 years he had this thing. Perhaps he had been coming the last five when he heard about the moving of the water. We don't know. But he said, every time I tried to get in, so it was more than once, you know, he tried to get in and somebody got in ahead of him. But he kept coming. He kept believing. He kept hoping that one day it'll be my turn, you know. And he never gave in. He never gave up. Well, sometimes, even when we give up, the Lord has mercy on us to encourage us that, look, you know, until the Lord says so, it's not over. And as long as Jesus is in the situation, it's not over yet. You know, in Luke chapter 5, we see in verses 1 to about 10, Peter, he caught nothing. You know, and they packed in, washing their nets and so forth. In this case, they actually already gave up. But the Lord is teaching us something that, look, don't give up. Don't give in. Jesus has got an ace up his sleeves. Glory to God. He always has something up his sleeves. You know, even when you think it's over, it's not over yet, unless the Lord says so. And as long as Jesus is in this situation, it's not over yet. And Jesus, when he got in the boat, he said, look. And Peter started to say, well, you know, we've done it all night long. We didn't catch anything. Jesus said, do it again. Hallelujah. Do it again. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. But this time, here's my instruction. Not that side of the boat, but this side of the boat. And there is a story that says that, you know, there's a way they used to fish in those days. They had to go a certain way against the tide and cast their net a certain way. And the place that Jesus was pointing to this time was the opposite. You know, but he gave them instruction on what to do. And, you know, wow. It was an amazing catch that day. So sometimes even the mercy of the Lord going beyond, teaching us that, look, as long as you can still hear his voice, it's not over yet. And it was the voice of the master that reassured Peter that, look, we've toiled all night, caught nothing, nevertheless, at your word. I'm going to try again. Glory to God. And you know the rest of the story. They caught an amazing catch that they couldn't even handle. And they had to call for the others in the other boat. Now, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35. Ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Now, this patience is kind of like resilience, really, is what it is. You know, you don't give in. You don't give up. Here's a few other scriptures to help us with that. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. After. Now, I noticed that this particular scripture is kind of strange. You know, the way, you know, he writes it here. The Holy Spirit allows Peter to write it. He said, look, you know, first he said, cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And as I often say, well, he's seeking, but he can't devour everybody. If he could, he would not seek. He would just devour, devour, devour. But he can't. He's looking for those who are weak, for those whose defenses are down, or he's looking where there is a crack in the hedge, because the Bible says that whoso breaketh a hedge, a serpent will come in and bite. So he's looking, but he can't devour everybody. So when you got your shield of faith around you, the devil can't devour you. Whom resist steadfast in faith? Well, put the shield of faith around you, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace. Now, this is a scripture that I find very strange. You know, the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while. Now, why? Why not before? Why does it have to be after you have suffered a while? After that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Well, he could do it before I suffer. Well, you know. But this scripture says, look, there is travail before triumph. That's it. And some birth pains. You know, the woman will suffer before she can bring forth that child. This is just the way it is. But remember, you know, that suffering is not forever. After you suffer a little bit, but you must hang in there. Don't quit now. Don't give up. You know, remember, there's coming victory right around the corner. After that, the Lord's going to settle you. He's going to make you perfect. He's going to establish you. He's going to strengthen you even. Hallelujah. Now, that's a strange one. But yes, it shows us that we must not give in. We must not give up. You need to be relentless and resilient with your faith. And don't stop at anything. Praise the Lord. Here's another one, Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12. I mean, these are some scriptures to encourage us. You know, he said, look, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience. Now, that patience is resilience. You know, it's the same thing as we're talking about today, being relentless. They don't give in. They stay right there with it until it comes to pass. They don't give up. They're right there with it. And they are not going to be denied. You can't stop them either. You know, you can't shut them up, can't tell them to turn back. No matter what the situation is, you never give up. You don't give in. The Lord will not fail you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So he tells you, look, faith is necessary. That's how we go through this journey of believing. But then also, you got to have patience. You got to have patience. You got to have patience. Praise the Lord. That patience is your resilience. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9, we are told that, look, you know, you've got to keep at it, and something good is going to happen for you if you faint not. Don't be weary now, he says, because you're going to reap in due season. But you've got to keep on in believing. Let us not be weary in well doing. I say, be not weary in your believing. For in due season, you will reap if you faint not. Well, that means you don't give up and you don't give in. Relentless. And you stay right there and you don't give an inch until the Lord does what he has promised you. You pray through, you stay with it. And remember the word of the Lord in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 8. To give you confidence, you know, that the Lord, he would never fail you. Ha, praise God. He would never fail you. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Therefore, be not afraid, and neither be dismayed. Praise the Lord. Now, even James, he will chime in on this, and he will write about it. In James chapter 1, I mean, these scriptures are given to you today to encourage you to hang in there and believe the Lord. And while you are believing, keep on believing, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. James chapter 1, verse 3. But let patience have her perfect work, that she may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Faith, when it's tried, you know, cause you to develop resilience. You know, that's patience right there. Praise the Lord. Now, many might be the trials and afflictions of the righteous. The psalmist, he got in on it as well. Psalm 34 and verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him out of them all. So there is encouragement, plenty of encouraging scriptures in the Bible to give us the courage to keep on believing and not to give in and not to give up. Praise the Lord. So, as part of our belief series, this short exhortation comes to encourage us this morning to develop this posture in our walk of faith and believing, that you be unyielding, you be relentless, and be unstoppable. Don't give up, don't give in, don't stop at anything else. Don't let anybody shut you down. Don't let anybody discourage you. And don't let your flesh even discourage you yourself. You know, sometimes we ourselves are, you know, our worst enemies, because we doubt, you know. And Jesus says, wherefore did thou doubt? You know, that's the person that doubted. Don't blame that on the devil. You did that yourself. You're the one that doubted. You had the choice to believe or the choice to doubt. When we doubt, the Lord is not pleased. But when we believe, yeah, the Lord is happy. And he's impressed when he sees great faith. When you can say to the Lord, like, look, I don't care whether it's not my turn yet, but I'm not leaving until you give me something. Yeah. And the Lord called his name Prince. He said, your name will no longer be called Jacob, but it will be called Israel. Because you are like a prince. You are pound with God. Hallelujah. And no matter what it is, people will not be denied. When they say, no, you can't do that, say, says who? David one time, you know, they asked Jesus, why do your disciples do that which is not lawful on the Sabbath day? I mean, why do they do these things? You know, and so forth. You know, because his Sabbath, on this Sabbath day, it came to pass that his disciples, they went through the fields and began to pluck the ears of corn and began to eat. I mean, it was his disciples, not Jesus, but he didn't stop them. And so the Pharisees, they said to him, behold, why do they, your disciples, that which is unlawful on the Sabbath day? Mark chapter 2 and verse 24. And Jesus said unto them, well, have you never read that which David did? And I love the way that Jesus, when they ask him question, that he asked them back question. You know, one time I was praying, I said, Lord, give me this kind of wisdom. Praise God. Have you never read what David did when he had need and when he was hungry, he and they that were with him, how he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the priest, the high priest, and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, but for the priests, and gave also to them which were with him. And Jesus asked them this question, haven't you read this? You know, I mean, where David would not be denied, because he got in there and said, well, give me something to eat. He said, well, there's nothing here but this, you know, the showbread, and it's only for the priests. Now, David was not one of the priests or the high priest, you know, or the priest, rather, was not one of the priests that should eat this thing. But he would not be denied. Hallelujah. And look, the man said to him, well, we have nothing here but holy bread. And David said, look, it is nothing but common. Excuse me. It's nothing but common bread. Wow. And he said, give it to me already. Well, and the Lord even testified of it. And some of that person that doesn't know the mercy of God and the grace of God, some of that person would have stumbled at that stumbling block. But not David. David did not stumble. The Lord did not strike him down. In fact, the Lord is testifying about it here. Because David knew the mercy of the Lord. Because Jesus said, look, if you only knew what this means, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. You know, then you will not be saying these kinds of things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord, it's very, very wonderful how the Lord handles things when we have faith and when we understand his mercy. Hallelujah. And his goodness. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's our exhortation today. I am going to leave it there, but not before I pray over the room. I am going to pray. I am going to pray that the Lord will give us this grace to be resilient in our, with our faith. And real faith never gives up. Real faith never gives in. It doesn't matter what it looks like at the moment. You know, God, I mean, he can do all things. And if we believe, then all things are possible to us too. I mean, Lazarus was 4 days in the grave. Whoever heard of such a thing? You know, Jesus would come there and call that man out of the grave after 4 days being buried? No, nothing can stop the Lord. And you can have the same kind, we can have the same kind of faith. We can see the same kind of results. Praise the Lord. Father, I pray over all your folks, all your people this morning, all my brethren that are hearing the word of exhortation, that we will be encouraged to go forward and believe and never stop believing, to be relentless, to be unyielding, to be unstoppable in our faith. Hallelujah. And we must not be denied. Praise the Lord. And everything that we are believing the Lord for, we will continue to believe and we will continue to trust We will continue to ask. Hallelujah. Even as it is written, ye that make mention of the Lord, give him no rest. Hallelujah. Until the Lord does, you know, what he has promised to do for you. Praise the Lord. You can find that in Isaiah chapter 62, verse 66 and 7. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. Now, are you a watchman? You know, they don't hold your peace. Ye that make mention of the Lord, ye that cry unto the Lord on behalf of your brethren, ye that stand the gap on behalf of your people, ye that stand in gap on behalf of your children, what? Whatever it is that you are calling upon the name of the Lord for, here's an instruction. Keep not silence and give the Lord no rest until he does that thing for you. Praise the Lord. The Lord is inviting us. So don't be silent. Don't give me any rest. Keep pounding, keep knocking, you know, until you get what you want. You know, yes, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Well, until he glorifies his name in your life over that situation for which you are believing God. Give the Lord no rest. Keep not silence. You know, it's an invitation from the Lord. Now, why not take it? Praise the Lord. Father, give us this kind of resilience, unyielding, and unstoppable faith in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. And we know that this year will bring forth a lot of great things, but we must keep believing and we must never give in. God bless everyone that's listening in today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.